Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, what a weekend. I mean, extremely heralded draft by the Eagles, getting a lot of praise both locally and nationally. And an absolutely gut-punch loss yesterday as the 76ers lost for the third time in this series. And to say their backs are up against the wall is an understatement. Plus, the Phils, of course, they do a great job in San Diego playing really good baseball. We'll talk about it all today. Buckle up. Big show. Full of a lot of stuff here at 215-592-9490 for Rich. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Oh, man.
Have you caught your breath on all the action this weekend?
No. There was almost was too much for me to take it all in. It was awesome. The human tongue has 8 muscles.
Well, that's 8 more than I would have thought.
I know. It is strange. I mean, yours probably has less. I think your body
he uses
less muscles
in it. Talks a lot. You know, so.
There's a lot of comments I could make, and I'm going to make none of them. All right? Zero comments. Here's what I will say. What a weekend. So, look, I will just encourage everyone listening right now, if you want to climb in, as they say, I encourage you to do it now, because I'm telling you, I know this is going to be one of those days where the phone lines get jammed really early. So if you want to comment on any part of it, please do it, 215-592-9494. John, let's start draft, then we'll get to the Sixers. We're going to play a ton of audio through the show. We have all sorts of audio from all those press conferences over the weekend, all those calls the Eagles did where they informed the draft prospect that he had been drafted by the Eagles or about to be drafted by the Eagles. So load it with audio. A lot of good stuff. Plus, Ray Dittinger will join us later, Shilkapati as well. But your chance at 215-592-9494. John, why don't you take first crack at it? I'm going to ask you a really simple question. Was this draft as good as people say?
Yes.
I mean, like Mel Kiper gave him an A.
Yeah.
Was it that good?
Yes, I'd give it an A, too. It looks really promising. Jalix Hunt is a project, of course, and I hope we have the patience to treat him that way if necessary. Shipley is a stretch, and I don't think it's likely he'll ever contribute as much as a more explosive player would have in that spot, but he's got awesome intangibles. And the new kickoff rule, it feels like we are taking a long, hard look at that. We've added so many players who could be incorporated in schemes and be like crazy pinballs out there, pinballs that yield points and powerful pinballs. I'm excited about that. You know, we talked about trading up and taking Cooper DeJean on Friday at the Borgata. Remember that?
I do remember that.
We talked about trading up. Well, you didn't like the idea at the time. I mean, it was like strange. We mentioned it. I thought it was so highly improbable.
Right.
We didn't really go into it at all.
But the fact
of the matter is, you ended up getting two at the position probably of greatest need in a lot of people's minds.
I think so, yeah.
Cornerback.
That's right.
You get two who, depending where you look, are ranked in the top three they are probably, you know, for my money, 1-2, 1-3, depending on, you know, day and their play. This is an unbelievable haul at a position of need, followed by some really intriguing young guys with these traits that burst off the tape. You know, when you actually feel like you're looking at a young Harold Carmichael out there catching passes, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting. When you're looking at a slot receiver in Aeneas Smith, who is more powerful, you know, more like a Deebo Samuel type receiver. Like, that's exciting for the future when you, you know, just imagine what these guys can look like in our colors out there. The draft was just outstanding, and it feels like Howie continues to just apply previous experience to the current draft and make himself a better GM in the process.
Look, I think he's a great GM. Obviously, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Your basic reaction to the draft, any part of it, or all of it that stood out to you, whatever you want, go for it. Again, phone line's there for you.
Look, I want to say the last thing, the Quinyon Mitchell thing, we didn't talk about it enough on Friday, that it is miraculous that Howie was able to stand pat and still get his guy. I was totally, like, frivolous about throwing away a pick. Hey, go trade up and get your guy in the first round, because that's what Howie does. Howie actually got better at doing that part, and I would have been fine with him being worse at it. Howie got better at the part where he just sat and waited. He was patient, and he said, okay, Quinyon,
you know what,
he's our guy anyway.
You know what helped him a lot?
I didn't have to trade away a second-round pick or a third-round pick.
Well, that's
whatever it would have been.
But I will say this. I think what helped him a lot, I mean, not only just a ton of quarterbacks got drafted and a ton of tackles got drafted, but he had so many options at cornerback at that point. I mean, for all we know, he might have been happy with – 3 or 4 different cornerbacks.
He had the entire run of the draft at the cornerback position, which is so incredible.
Right. I mean, we don't really
the pick of the entire draft.
Well, we know he got to pick whichever one he thought was best because he picked the first one.
So, exactly.
I mean, it doesn't get any more basic. But he might have liked 2, 3, and 4 almost as much.
And we know that they liked Cooper DeJean nearly as much. He was right there in their plans in the first round.
Well, that's what they say, at least.
Yeah, you never quite know. Let me say this. So, again, all the draft reaction, 215-592-9494. Here's where I'm at on it. I love the focus on defense. You know, you guys know I was very clear from the end of the regular season or end of the postseason, like, come on, defense, let's go. I mean, not that it took a rocket scientist to figure it out, but I liked that they didn't Mickey Mouse there. Like, they went in. Defensive back obviously was a major need, so I'm thrilled that they attacked it there. I'm going to be fascinated either in the lead up to training camp or training camp, three players that have been here: Bradbury, Maddox, Blankenship. Who starts, who sits, who's cut, who's traded? Bradbury, Maddox, Blankenship, three guys that were starters last year, and frankly, really most of the last 2 years. All three of those guys, their tenure could be in serious
uneasiness
jeopardy.
Correct. In that group of guys. I mean, I can't imagine that there's ever been a draft where you've got a cluster of players in a meeting room, in a position room, who are anywhere close to as uneasy as those guys are. This was the worst draft possible
for those three. Yeah,
for those guys who are sort of, you know, on the tightrope,
and complicated, of course, by the fact that DeJean can play corner or safety. So we don't know which position group he's going to most affect.
Corner, he can play inside corner, he can play outside corner.
Yeah. All right, so the whole Eagles thing on the table, including, you know, the trades for future years. Trott Jr., I mean, it's an amazing story. We'll detail that as we move through the show. All of it. 215-592-9494. All right. Now let's, Seltzer, what would you say here? Flip it? Like, we're going to flip it from good to... What would the word be? Unsayable.
Horrendous. embarrassing.
All right.
Infuriating. I got lots of words.
All right. And we could probably put an adjective before then, but then we get fired.
Yeah, I didn't want to get... I said words I was allowed to say.
Okay. So, look, it's one of the most disappointing Sixers losses in a long time, and that's saying something.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You know, the path is there for the Sixers to get to the Eastern Conference Finals if they can just get past this round. And they're, you know, it's funny, John, I jotted some notes down earlier, and I wrote the bottom line is, and then I said to myself, well hold on. There's not one bottom line. There's like five or six bottom lines. Here's where I'm at on the Sixers. Embiid is not capable of sustained greatness. He's just not. He's currently incapable of sustained greatness, and that is probably going to be the primary thing that sinks their ship. I mean, the reality is three of the four games, he has not been able to effectively answer the bell in the fourth quarter. And it's a shame on many levels because you see in the first quarter how remarkable he was yesterday. And by the end of the game, he totally ran out of gas. Now, I do blame Nick Nurse. I understand why he did it, but it was the wrong call. Coach has got to be called to task on the carpet for it. I mean, coach took a risk. All right, I'm going to play the big guy the whole second half. It did not work. Not only did it not work, I mean, it backfired in spectacular fashion. I mean, he was dead by the end of the game. So that was a major problem. Maxey, obviously not all the way there yet. Heck of a player. Love him. The whole deal. Not able to, I said, you know, Embiid can't sustain greatness. Maxey can't sustain true effectiveness at the level he needs to lift this team with or without Joel. So really good player, but not giving you enough. Look, the Knicks obviously are out hustling the Sixers. That's clear. I want to be clear about this, though. I don't make that as a sweeping statement to indict all Sixers players. I think there's a ton of Sixers players playing their guts out. I really do. In many ways, I'm more proud of the effort from the Sixers than I think a lot of people are. But Tobias Harris is killing them. I mean, like, I believe Lowry's trying his hardest. I believe Oubre's trying his hardest. I believe Embiid's trying his hardest. But I look at a guy like Tobias Harris, and maybe he's just not in there. Maybe he does not have the DNA to ratchet it up. I mean, I don't know. It's like I've almost never seen anybody in Philadelphia sports so incapable of ratcheting up intensity, or if he does for 5 minutes, sustaining it for the next 35 minutes. And it's just like every 50-50 ball, every 50-50 rebound, every time the ball's on his fingertips and it's near going out of bounds, he just can't quite corral it. I mean, he's killing them. If Tobias Harris gave them what he should be giving them, they would be either tied or leading this series, even with all of Embiid's issues. So the guy I'm frankly most unhappy with is Tobias. But obviously, look, I got Nick Nurse in my sights. I got the Embiid thing. It's complicated. Okay, John, go for it. What do you got? And the bench freaking stinks.
I expected
the bench is a disaster. But
I expected Eastern Conference Finals for this team, maybe playing for it all against the best of the West. But how far away does the Eastern Conference Finals feel right now? It's like a pipe dream.
Well, how about, you know, John? Let me just say this:
Joel had 2 months to heal up and get better, and it's like that didn't even happen at all. He is as decrepit as he's ever been. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is just to speak to how far away they are. And look, I'll say I don't think the series is over, and they could still win it.
Exactly.
I don't think.
But what does that matter?
Right. I don't think they likely
will. Where are they going after that?
Well, so here's the weird thing. It's not weird. It's what it is. When this whole thing is all said and done, they're going to probably have either one or two playoff games, depending on whether you count the Miami Heat game as a playoff game. Like, you got
to
win.
And it took 50 from Embiid to win that one.
You're right. Yeah, like, you got to win 16 of these things, or 17 if you have to win that extra game like
and
they had to.
And we saw what matters most.
Like, they're going to win one or two.
The attitude that you bring to the court, and we don't have it. The Knicks, the way they rebound. The Knicks, the way they hustle. The Knicks, the way they fight. We saw what's required. Game one, the Knicks had 23 offensive boards, 26 second chance points. This last game, game four, the Knicks had 15 offensive boards and 21 second chance points. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like that's crazy time. That's standing around if you're the Sixers. That's hustle. That's refusing to just refusing to give in to the hurt and the pain of the end of the game.
So I don't think
the Knicks are tougher than we are, and that's why they're winning this series right now.
Well, that is
turn the tables. Yeah. Joel needs to lead the way on that front, but that means forget about the brace, forget your hurt.
He's not
capable. He can't do that.
We've
seen it proven time and time again. Every time he steps a certain way, it's the end of the world. You can't win that way.
Well,
you can't win with that distraction. It's just wrong. That he's trying to do this the way he's trying to do it, because it's not going to work.
So I disagree with two different things you said there. I'm not down on Joel's theatrics, if you want to call it that, whatever. Like, I think he's just legitimately not healthy. I, in many ways, admire the way he's trying. He just can't. He's a car that just runs out of gas, and he's still got 50 miles to go, and it's called the fourth quarter. He just can't do it. And the thing that's
so amazing, though, is this year it was very different. I mean, there was 2 months of just slow preparation.
It didn't work.
Like, just roll it up like easily as you want.
Didn't work.
And deliver you to the playoffs. I can't believe it didn't work.
The other thing I'll say, again, the idea of the Sixers being out-hustled, and they are, but I will also say this. On the rebounding front, like, I think it's a little bit more complicated than just the Knicks are out-hustling them. Just for what it's worth, the Sixers guards are about as tiny as you're going to see in the NBA. I mean, when you play Maxey and Lowry as much as they do, you are guard deficient on rebounding.
Josh Hart, you know how big Josh Hart is?
But he's got
6'4".
But he's got leaping ability that is probably 8 inches above
and
some of those.
You know what
guys.
Else he has? Just desire.
I know he does.
And
Joel
toughness.
Embiid's 10 inches taller than him.
I know.
Man. Like, he had
and
seven.
He's winning.
Josh Hart had 17 rebounds this last game. Embiid has 18 the last two combined.
Look, he's
the biggest guy on the freaking court.
He's dead by the fourth quarter.
Have freaking 15, 16 rebounds every single one of these games. It's crazy.
James,
he had 8 last game. 10.
You ready for this? He can't do it.
He should be able to just on size alone.
He had. I will say this: in all the years I've watched basketball, he may have had less in the fourth quarter in his tank than any player I've ever seen. He had nothing. He had nothing in the fourth quarter. Look, we'll take your calls on it. I mean, I know it's really frustrating. We'll get to the fan element of it with the Knicks fans, the Sixers fans, what Embiid said, that, all of it. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on a crazy weekend. The good and the bad. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
As it starts to warm up this spring, and it certainly will today, 88 degrees, make sure your home is ready for it. Instead of getting stressed out about it, get some help from Horizon Services. Call the cooling and plumbing experts at Horizon Services for all of the repairs and upgrades your home needs. Solving cooling system breakdowns, leaky pipes, clogged.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.